Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Great job. Let's think about how your body feels resting on a sunny beach. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You sit down in the warm, soft sand. The sand hugs you, and you lie back on the cozy beach. Think about your feet as you push your toes into the sand. Imagine the soft grains of sand sliding in between your toes, gently rubbing your feet. As you relax, let's take another deep dragon breath, in and out. Imagine the soft, sandy beach supporting your back and giving you a big hug. Now open your hands, spreading your fingers. Imagine the grains of sand falling between your fingers. Your hands relax, settling into the safe, warm sand as you take one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now, we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Odette Goes Camping. On a splendid sunny afternoon, Odette Octopus, an Oceana otter, chatted comfortably in the shallow waters just off Awe Island's eastern shores. The two friends moved about gently in the water as they conversed, surrounded by the comforting coolness of the ever-shifting waters. "It's a pity the kids are back in school," said Oceana. "Why is that?" Odette asked curiously. "Well, now that the kids are back in school," explained Oceana, "they can't come to the beach or the animal sanctuary as often. When the kids were on vacation, they came here a lot. I really enjoyed watching them play in the sand and in the water. Of course, kids still come sometimes, but not as many and not as often. And the campground is pretty empty these days." "Campground?" repeated Odette. "What's a campground?" "Well," said Oceana, "you know, most humans usually live indoors, in houses and places like that. But some humans like to go camping outside to be closer to nature. So they go to a special place called a campground where they can eat and sleep outside for a while." Odette listened carefully as Oceana continued speaking, gesturing toward the shoreline as she spoke. "There's a campground near the beach, over there. There are some nice big rocks at the edge of the campground that I like to sit on. From there, I can watch the humans go camping. It's funny to watch them try to cook food outside. But nowadays? It's pretty quiet. Not a lot of campers. Odette thought about this for a moment, trying to imagine what Oceana was describing. After a moment, the little octopus said, "Okay, so a human who goes camping is called a camper. But where do the campers sleep? I thought humans slept in beds with blankets or something. That's what I've heard anyway." Oceana nodded and began gesturing enthusiastically with her paws, as she did whenever she was getting interested in something. "Yes," the little otter replied. "That's what I thought too. But some of the campers have things they call tents. A tent is like a house made of fabric, strong fabric, kind of like the fabric that Sandy's sailboat's sails are made of. The humans sleep inside the tent, and then they fold up the tent and carry it away with them when they're done sleeping. Then they can go away to another place the next night and sleep there. And a few people even had special big cars they could sleep in. I heard people calling them campers." Odette frowned. "But I thought people were called campers," she said, sounding confused. Oceana giggled. "Yes, it's so weird," she said. "I was confused at first, too. But from what I could see, people can actually sleep and eat inside those campers. They're like little houses on wheels, so the campers can just drive to the next place and sleep in a new spot." "Wow," said Odette. "That's really interesting. But you know," she added to her friend, "it would be much easier if humans just had shells. Like Tanya, our sea turtle friend. It's like she's wearing her camper all the time." This made Oceana laugh. "Yes," she exclaimed. "Or like Syra Sand Crab. It's like she's wearing her own tent. But can you imagine if humans had shells? I think they'd look funny," the sea otter added with a grin. That made Odette laugh too. But then, the octopus said a little wistfully, "I wish I had a tent, or a camper, or, well, a shell, I guess. Then I could go camping. This part of the ocean near the beach here doesn't have many rocks or anything. It's all wide open sand, and there's no cozy place to sleep. I always have to go back to the deeper waters out there when it's time for bed." Oceana thought about this for a moment. Finally, she nodded and said, "Yes, but I think you and I would look funny with shells too, Odette. And I like you as an octopus. Octopuses are really cool, even without shells. And I don't know, maybe you can make yourself a tent or something?" she suggested a little doubtfully. Odette slowly nodded yes, but actually, she really wasn't very sure that she could make herself a tent. That seemed like a strange idea. Oceana and Odette chatted a while longer, but soon it was time for Oceana to meet up with some of her fellow otters. So she said goodbye to the little octopus and swam away toward the shore. Odette stayed near the bottom of the clear, shallow water for a while, just thinking. As she thought, she idly swished her tentacles along the sandy bottom of the water, back and forth, back and forth, making little swirly patterns in the sand. Although she looked very calm, on the inside, Odette's brain was working hard. She wondered, could she possibly make her very own octopus tent or octopus camper? Odette liked finding solutions to problems, and she liked thinking creatively. Oceana had given her an idea. And now Odette was determined to find a way to make that idea a reality. Yes, she was going to make herself a tent. Or maybe a camper. She wasn't sure yet. The little octopus began to push herself along the seafloor. The water was beautifully clear. Because it was so sunny above the surface of the water, beams of light trickled through the gentle waves, making beautiful patterns of light and shadow along the sea floor. Odette smiled as she moved along. She could understand why humans liked to go camping. If humans lived inside houses all day long, that would mean they wouldn't get to see all the loveliness and wonder of nature as often as Odette and her friends did. Odette scanned the sandy floor of the bay for things that she could use to make her own little camping experience. But as she had observed to Oceana, this part of the ocean was very bare. There were hardly any rocks or pieces of driftwood or anything. Just smooth sand. Odette scuttled along the floor, looking as far as she could in the distance, searching for anything she could use to make a tent. Then suddenly, she saw something. Yes, this looked promising. It was something sort of round. Odette crept up to the round thing and cautiously flipped it over with one tentacle. The object was brown, lightweight, and fibrous. "It's a coconut shell," the octopus exclaimed. "Well, part of one anyway, half of one. It must have fallen in the water." There were indeed many coconut trees growing along this part of the nearby beach. And thinking back, Odette remembered sometimes seeing old shells in the water, having been blown off the beach in a strong wind. Odette picked up the shell and turned it over and around, looking at it. A shell. Hadn't she wished for a shell just a few minutes ago? Now she'd found one, and it gave her an idea. But she'd need another similar shell to make her new idea work. Carrying the coconut shell along with her, Odette continued to move along the floor of the shallow waters. She ooched along for a while, until suddenly she saw another small, round thing in the water. "Oh, that looks good," she said excitedly. As quickly as she could, while lugging her first shell, Odette approached the round object and examined it with another tentacle. Sure enough, it was another half of a coconut shell, empty and lightweight. "Perfect," she said to herself. "Now I know what to do." Carefully, Odette maneuvered her tentacles into position to grasp both halves of the shell. Then, with a burst of energy, she scooped her body into one of the shells and pulled the other shell half on top of her. Now she was completely inside the coconut shell, surrounded by its fibrous walls. "Wow," she said to herself, "I have a tent, or a camper, or something." It was dark inside the coconut shell, almost as dark as if she was in one of her favorite rocky cubby holes deep in the Awe Island ocean. It felt very cozy and safe. Odette stayed in her coconut shell for some time, happily enjoying the fruits of her clever idea. But after a while, she had another idea. "I am going to move to a new spot now," she said to herself. "That's the point of having a tent or a camper. It's portable." the little octopus pushed aside the pieces of shell above her head. With the lid off, she climbed out of the bottom shell. Using her suckers on her tentacles to help her grasp the shell pieces, she picked up both halves of the coconut and crawled away. It felt a little clumsy at first, but she got more adept at clutching the shell halves effectively as she went along. She walked and crawled and swam for a while until she finally felt tired. Then, the clever little octopus had one more good idea. Oceana said the humans' campers were on wheels, Odette remembered. I wonder if I can roll this coconut. The seafloor sloped slightly in this area, which Odette thought might help her plan. Eagerly, Odette climbed back into one of the shells and pulled the other shell on top of her. She held the two halves around her tightly by using the power of the suckers on her tentacles. And then, Odette pushed her body forward with all her strength. The coconut started rolling. And once it got moving, it kept rolling down the sandy slope, deeper into the ocean. Whee! That was fun! Odette played this little game for a while, rolling her coconut along. Finally, though, she began to feel very tired indeed. She popped her head out of her coconut. She was much further away from the shore now, and the water was much deeper and darker here. But the seafloor was still open, with no comforting rocks or other places to hide and sleep. But that was okay. She had her coconut shell. Odette smiled. Now I'm going to sleep for a while in my special octopus camper, she said to herself. Because I'm going camping, she said proudly. Odette snuggled down into the bottom coconut shell. She adjusted the top shell above her head so that she was completely surrounded by the comforting coconut. Odette yawned as she nestled into her octopus camper. She began to think of everything she had to be grateful for. She felt grateful for her friendship with Oceana. Their conversation had given her the idea to go camping. The little octopus took a deep dragon breath in and out. Odette felt grateful she had found the coconut shells. Now she had her own camper. She took another deep dragon breath in and out. Most of all, Odette was thankful to live and camp in such a beautiful place as Awe Island. She closed her eyes, gave herself a big hug with all 8 tentacles, and relaxed. Odette took one last deep dragon breath in and out. Her mind quieted, and Odette fell asleep, dreaming of the new places she would go in her special little octopus camper. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.